fourth parak of Erev Mishneh Daled, we mentioned before that where a person is in the beginning of Shabbos is considered his place for Shabbos, and we count his tchum from there. Misha Yoshev Baderech, he was sat on the way, Va'omad, and he got up. V'ro Avari Samech Le'ir, then he suddenly checks and he's within the tchum of the city. V'loi Ha'it HaKavanot L'Kach, he did not have intent to be Kainish Fisa in the city, but he didn't realize he was in the tchum, he thought he was outside of the tchum. So do we say that if you didn't have Kavanah to be Kainish Fisa, it says you were outside of the city, that still, since the mice are in the city, they're considered part of the city, and you have the entire tchum of the city, or not? It says Lo Yikonis, the Rameya says that he only has 2,000 amas around the place he is. He's not considered part of the city, which will give him much more than 2,000 amas. It'll give him the whole city. Of course, he didn't have Tavanah to become part of the city. Rav Yudayim Yikonis, he can't go in because automatically, if you're in the right place, within the tomb of the city, you're considered part of the city, you get the you're entitled to walk the entire city. And that's where we paskin, on Rabbi Huzah Maita, Holya Venichman's Rabbi Tafan, Beloy Miskav, and Rabbi Tafan had the same situation, and he was not Macham to be Kovish Shvisa, but even so, they gave him the entire city, he was permitted from to walk the entire tomb of the entire city, like Rabbi Huzah's opinion.